Attention, there's a nationwide shortage of giant lawn Santas. You may be forced to celebrate Christmas without a 12-foot inflatable symbol of dominance over your neighbors.
No way.
Experts warn that you may have to resort to talking to your family or enjoying the season.
Are you serious?
And remember, true holiday spirit isn't measured in inflatable nylon and LED wattage.
Yes, it is.
This message brought to you by Santa. The Society Against Needless Trophy-Sized Adornments.
Ho, ho.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve. Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
Wiener! My wiener's in the rain. My wiener's in the rain. My wiener's in the rain. My wiener's in the rain.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
Attention! Attention, everyone!
Countdown to morning show initiated.
Try the radio.
All commercial radio transmission facilities throughout the world.
I'm the DJ.
And why exactly are you here?
I really know how to heat up a party.
Okay, this guy needs coffee stat.
Let's do this.
Let Wednesday begin!
It's showtime.
It is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio 434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Woo-hoo!
How's that work? Well, you have to enable the skill. If you haven't done that, just yell on over to your Alexa device and say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
Woo-hoo!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. Really easy. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. So we do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday. We repack each of those segments for the day into a daily podcast. That usually drops around noon or so. You can find it on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, YouTube. You can even go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find a link to the podcast as well. And if that isn't enough for you, we also do a live video simulcast on Facebook. At the Mike Show VA. You can see all the show segments, each one of them stacked up in our feed. And if you haven't liked us, like us long time, at the Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces. All right, I think that's it. Time to go back to bed. Okay. It's the Wednesday Hump Day edition of the program. Let me see if we have a Way Wednesday segment in here. I usually would have this prepared. No, for some reason, apparently, we do not have a Way Wednesday segment unless things were not updated. And how could that ever happen, right? Anyway, so nothing. Nothing on the calendar. We really might as well just go. No. Of course, we've got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in dot news. We've got some good news for you as well. And then we've got this, the top 10 life decisions people stress over the most. A large scale study published in the journal Psychological Science. So we're gonna talk about this. And it's not our top list, but we turned it into a top list. Top life decisions that shouldn't be stressful because the answer is obviously yes. Okay. Top life decisions that shouldn't be stressful because the answer is obviously yes. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video.
Oh.
Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Tonight on the Hallmark Channel, Christmas on the Court. He's a handsome former NBA player who lost his job because of too many missed dunks. She's a beautiful and fit pickleball player who has trouble with her dinks. Will she stop donking her dinks? Is his dunk sunk? And will they both notice each other's perfectly in-shape ba-dunk-a-dunk? Do you have more holes in your head than a pickleball? Of course they will. It's Christmas on the Court. Tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
Yep, sounds good. I'll set my TiVo. Anyway, hi there. It's the Mike Show Wednesday edition. We're talking big life decisions, that things that you would stress over the most. Not something small like what to watch on Netflix, or a more significant life-altering change like choosing a new shampoo. I mean, I said choosing a where's the thing? And the other thing, choosing a new shampoo. A large-scale study published in the journal Psychological Science found that some of life's toughest decisions have a consistent theme, perceived risk. The study asked people about their toughest, most stressful life decisions, and then they compiled them in a list of the riskiest choices. Okay, and here are the top 10. Are we going to do it from the bottom up? That's the way I like to do it. All right, let's do that. Number 10 on the list, whether to move to another country, whether to get vaccinated. Number 9 on the list, whether to get married, get surgery. Number 7, sorry. All right, wait a minute. Okay, number 7, that's a bigger decision, obviously. Whether to buy a house, number 6. Become self-employed, number 5. Whether to drive a car. Huh? Oh, when tired, buzzed, or there's bad weather. Okay, understood. But man, okay, whether to get surgery is a less stressful thing than whether to drive? Anyway, whether to invest money is number 3. Quit your job without an alternative gig is number 2. And whether to accept a new job or not was listed as number 1. Wow. Others in the top 25 included whether or not to have children, to get an education or training, to meet up with people, to not get insurance, and whether or not to leave the house at all, which is relatable. It's not surprising that there's a wide range of responses. The researchers intentionally left the concepts of risk and what makes it tough and a difficult choice. They left that part vague, so... It is. This top 10 might not be in, like, perfect order. But anyway, we put together a list. It's our top list. With the top life decisions that stress us out, including taking a new job or buying a house, getting surgery, getting married. And then there are those decisions that take no time at all because they're just common sense. Okay? They're just common sense. Like anything from today's list, it's our top list today. Top life decisions that shouldn't be stressful because the answer is obviously yes. All right, here we go. Number one, should I get blackout drunk at my office Christmas party? Yes. Should I ignore the expiration date on sushi? Should I get all my financial advice from a crypto influencer named Xander? Top life decisions that shouldn't be stressful at all because the answer is obviously yes. Should I try to outrun this cop? Or top life decisions that shouldn't be stressful because the answer is obviously yes. Should I get a Cleveland Browns 2026 Super Bowl champs tattoo? Should I buy my hyperactive toddler a drum set? Top life decisions that shouldn't be stressful because the obvious answer is yes. Should I leave my wife for an exotic dancer who really gets me? Should I comb the few strands of hair that I have left on my over my bald spot? That's not applicable here. Top life decisions that shouldn't be stressful at all because the obvious answer is yes. Should I move next to a pickleball court? Mm-hmm. And should I quit radio and get a real job? There we go. So the Mike Show. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing. Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Time Magazine has named Leonardo DiCaprio its 2025 Entertainer of the Year. The only thing Leo won't entertain is dating a girl over 25. Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner wore coordinated outfits to a movie premiere. The wardrobe really flatters both of their feminine figures. The richest 1% of Americans are now worth $52 trillion. To put that into perspective, take what you're worth and add $52 trillion. And biologists say a 75-year-old albatross at a wildlife preserve is set to give birth. Your move, Al Pacino. This is not headline news.
Yeah, it's the Mike Show. Taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the river. Yeah, a little overcast. I honest to God, I don't know whether we have more precip and snow in the forecast or not. Because, well, I could check in with our chief meteorologist, but we don't have one. Just can't afford one. Anyway, coming up, we are going to get smart with your 5 random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast here, let's get rid of the tower cam. There we go. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five random facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, we really don't want to know. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
"Wow."
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. The piece of metal on the end of a pencil that holds the eraser is called, is that ferrule? Is that how you pronounce it?
Ferrule.
Ferrule. It's called the ferrule. It's also the piece of metal that holds the bristles of a brush to its handle. It's also called a...
ferrule.
Yeah, ferrule. Number two. Oppenheimer is the highest grossing movie that never hit number one. It made $330 million at the box office in 2023, but peaked at number two, and the buzzsaw it ran into was Barbie. Remember Barbenheimer? Number three, over half of the edits on Wikipedia are made by less than 1% of their users, and one 41-year-old man named Stephen Pruitt is responsible for creating 33,000 articles and making more than 6 million edits. In fact, he's made at least one edit to one-third of all the articles. Number four. When margarine was first created, it was illegal to make it the same color as butter, so manufacturers dyed it yellow. But eventually, margarine became more popular than butter, so butter manufacturers started dyeing their butter yellow. And number five, here, let's get some music in here. Number five, even viruses can catch viruses. Yeah. Good God. The first virus that infected another virus was found in 2008.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Lord, and those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us this holiday season for Mistletoe Market at your Lynchburg Community Market, taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas. Explore an awesome selection of seasonal vendors, baked goods, and unique handcrafted holiday gifts perfect for everyone on your list. We'll have Santa on site every Saturday in December for photos, and horse-drawn carriage rides available on Saturdays, December 13th and 20th. We're even staying open till 3 p.m. each day so you can savor the season a little bit longer. Mistletoe Market, every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas at your Lynchburg Community Market.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can have a turkey provolone at the park?
I love to eat outside.
Or an original Italian at work?
Absolutely.
Ooh, I can have a Mike's Famous Philly at 2 a.m. while digging a tunnel to my neighbor's basement.
Whoa, 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 do they know?
No. And don't tell them.
Okay, mum's the word. Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio. For your ear holes, I think you'll like it. Let's go directly to viral videos. A deer broke into a Tennessee Christmas store and then got its legs caught in a wooden chair. Here are deputies chasing, then freeing the animal.
You better grab a time legs. You got her? Want me to take this chair off? Let's get her out. Ready? One, two, three.
Now, surprisingly, all the chaos didn't cause a lot of damage to a store packed with Christmas ornaments. Anyway, hey, you've heard of the There I Ruined It guy? Well, there's a YouTube channel out there. It's just look at it. There I Ruined It. They created what it would sound like if Radiohead covered a Christmas classic. Here, listen.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout.
Wow.
I'm telling you why.
They have a new album on Patreon, and it's called A Very Ruined Christmas. Wow. I love it. All right. Skip that. Let's do David Spade. He told podcaster partner Dana Carvey this week about something he saw at a local mall.
I saw the other day there was a tree lighting ceremony for the Christmas tree in some dopey mall. I don't
know.
But it said tree lighting ceremony, and they were careful not to say the word Christmas during the whole ceremony.
No.
I'm like, why? Why can't? So it's just a tree, and you go, I would understand if you said they're doing the tree lighting at the Grove or whatever. You go, okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, he uses the Grove as an example. They did use the word Christmas. We researched it and found out that the Sherman Oaks Galleria may be what he's talking about. Anyway, this is interesting. The There I Ruined It people, no, they did not make these. I said they did not make these. But these are Christmas carols from hell. This one is Jingle Bells by William Shatner.
Now the ground is white, go it while you're young. Take the girls tonight and sing the sleighing song. Just get a bobtail bay.
All right, good God. What about this one? Tiny Tim, White Christmas. That one wasn't so bad. What's the last one? Oh, you remember William Hung? The Little Drummer Boy.
Come, they told me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What's this? Okay. comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. Here's comedian John Heffron on how he and his siblings used Christmas wrapping paper tubes.
My mom knew I always try to get hurt because, you know, we're kids. Nothing good is about to happen when one kid says to the other, hey, let's build a ramp. Huh? And my mom would always try to buy a safe toy so we wouldn't hurt each other. But everybody knows that that's dumb. Everybody knows that any kid could turn any toy into a weapon. The best weapon you could ever have beating up a brother or sister growing up was the big long wrapping paper tube thing. Remember that? The big long cardboard tube thing, that was the best thing to beat up brothers or sisters with. Loved it, because it started off as a big long staff and you could just start smacking people with it. Then the middle part would get all busted up. Then the ends were still fine. Then you had nunchucks. My favorite thing to do with that tube, though, before we started hitting people, right, was to walk by our family dog who was just laying there sleeping. Stick the tube right by the dog's face. Dog would always wake up. What the? Hey, get the tube out of my face. Stick that tube in my face one more time. I'm going to eat every one of your Star Wars figures.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously, like you like it. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. Then we got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community, Three Roads Brewery.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's got to be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's got to be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Oh, hi there. Time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. Alrighty. A 24-year-old man in Oklahoma named Dylan Redfern, spelled D-Y-L-L-O-N, has been nabbed after robbing a liquor store last Friday. He was armed with this. Check this out. An antique gun. This thing, if you want to see this, you can go on our Facebook page if you're listening, at the Mike Show VA. It wasn't just any old gun. It was an old-timey musket. The police say it was a single-shot percussion derringer from the mid-1800s. Dylan was arrested for first-degree robbery, and it was actually a serious situation because he was pointing the gun at people. Thankfully, no one was hurt. It's unclear where he got it or if he even knew how to use it, but he was wearing a red hoodie and pajama pants at the time, so clearly he wasn't a time traveler. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. And it's heartwarming stuff, like a doorman in New York who collects Christmas toys for kids, and a new dad who did a mostly positive product review for his four-month-old baby. Here's a bit of the doorman talking about all the good that is being done.
Your famous car is probably stocked with things you're giving to the homeless.
I'll open the back just to give you an idea.
Let's see
okay. What
you bring, everyone.
Backpacks are something I'm always in need of. Sleeping bags. Now that the winter's here, if you have coats, if you make it worth my while, I'll stop at your building and pick it up if you leave it with a doorman or you want to meet me on the street one day. And listen, just to show you, I can't even drive. That's how much stuff's in my front seat here.
And it's all going to go to such a good cause.
And he has spent 11 years feeding and clothing homeless folks in New York. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.